Dear friends in Christ Jesus, as we begin the season of Advent, we're reminded that the next big thing that we're looking out for, it's not graduation. Are we live here? Well, it's not graduation. It's not a concert. It's not finals week that's the next big thing. It is the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus coming into coming into this world to judge. And coming into this world to deliver his people. No person in the Bible is more associated with Advent, with lives of anticipation, than John the Baptist. And this morning, I'd like you to join me as we reflect on a few of the very important things that John had to say about this period of anticipation. We're going to be reading from various parts of the Bible, the Gospels. Today, first we read from John, the Gospel, chapter 1, verse 20, where it says, John confessed and did not deny. He confessed, I'm not the Christ. John's unconventional life and his ministry out there in the Jordan wilderness, among all the rocks and the brambles and the barren lands, his primitive lifestyle and the camel's hair, his stark message directed at every person that wandered out to hear him, that raised questions among the people. It raised questions in the civilized parts of Israel, Jerusalem, Judea. It raised questions among the religious leaders. What is going on out there? What's this guy all about? And the bigger question, is this God's business? Is this God at work? Could he perhaps be the one that the prophets have been talking about for thousands of years? But John knew, no, it's not me. I am not Israel's deliverer. I am not the one to restore Israel in its position with God. In our lives, we hope to accomplish great things. At least I hope you hope to accomplish great things. Every one of you. But don't evaluate the great things you'll accomplish by the world's standards of greatness. Because you and I and all who hope in Christ, we may not be the savior of the world. Far from it. But we are representatives of the Savior of the world, as was John. So what was John? What about him? Well, John was a form of communication media. I hate to say it, but sort of an ancient times Facebook. He was the pipeline, as the to paraphrase a saying, the pipeline from God's mouth to the sinner's ear. He described himself a few verses later in John 1, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Well, during his time, John located himself in literal wilderness, right? Out there by the Jordan, where nobody lived. Today, when we hear the word, we have a different conception of wilderness, right? To many people, wilderness speaks of restoration. Wilderness speaks of pristine, almost Edenic. Not in those days. To people in John's day, the wilderness was a place uncultivated, a place unproductive for human commerce, a place of savagery, a place contrary to all that humans needed or desired. And yet John was there. So what did people think when they heard John call himself a voice crying in the wilderness? You can sort of picture the Sadducees sitting there listening to John by the river and thinking, crying in the wilderness, is that some kind of metaphor? Yes, as a matter of fact, it is, was, and is. Because what John was talking about, crying in the wilderness, is crying in the wilderness of humanity. Humanity's ignorance of God, humanity's separation from the holy, humanity's being lost in sin. It is a metaphor. And in such a wilderness of vanity and self-deception, God calls through his servant, calls all people to prepare for what's the big thing coming. To prepare, to get ready. John said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Oh, and that's followed up by some more metaphors. These from Isaiah. The valleys shall be filled up, the mountains shall be brought low, the crooked road shall be made straight, and the rough road made smooth. What's that all about? It's about preparing a way for God to come to us, clearing out all of the obstacles of sin, of unbelief, of rebellion. All sin separates from God. Sinful thinking creates barriers between God, between us and true knowledge. Clear it all away. Where does that leave us? What sort of self-help road or road project can any of us undertake? You see, this is work for someone else, right? You don't think you can make yourself right with God. You don't think you can achieve true wisdom and knowledge apart from God. This is work for someone else to do. All we can do is be realistic about ourselves and despair of ever making things right on our own. And then we look up. And John says, this time from Matthew 3, verse 11, he who is coming after me is mightier than I. His sandals I'm not worthy to carry. With John, all human history had come to this pinnacle, this tipping point. This is Paul's when the fullness of time had come moment. This coming one was Jesus. And Jesus was literally standing by the river at one point while John is talking. But Jesus is the God-man, and he's the only one that is qualified to clear that road, to straighten that path, to make things right, to open the way for God. For us to come to God and for us to truly know God as he wants us to know him. For he is the God of love, the God of truth, the God we can count on and depend on throughout our lives. One more thing from John. At one point, John said, this is John chapter 3, verse 30. Of the coming one, John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. You know that John the Baptist's ministry quickly ran its course. He was like a kitchen match that you strike, and it first flares out in this amazingly brilliant light, and then it backs away to a simmering flame, which is easily snuffed out. Which is what happened to John. But before being snuffed out, he lit another fire. And that was the redemptive life of Christ. He pointed to people to what was coming and what was there. The life of Christ with his sacrifice on the cross and with his resurrection. You see, now we had a match that could not be extinguished. And its results, true life for the world. Christ, through the gospel, who covered the world with the gospel. And the fruit of that gospel is believers like you and me and others who are witnesses in our day. More Johns and James who carry that message. Prepare the way of the Lord. May the love of God in Christ Jesus increase and grow large in your lives. May our own human pride and arrogance diminish into nothingness in the light of that gospel. Amen. We're singing hymn 63, verses 1 and 2. Hymn 63, 1 and 2.